Lep pozdrav. Lahko vprašam, a je kdo prvič na programu v Hare Krishna centru? Kakšnem programu o Krišni? Vsi že so veterani. Vsi že. Hare Krishna. Danes bomo govorili o treh vrstah strogosti. Correct? So your austerity is to hear about austerity. Prabhupada says, life has enough austerity as it is. Our austerity is listening to the Bhagavad Gita. And Brahma Samhita says the best austerity is chanting the mantra with full concentration. Of course, when you have Jagat Prasa Prabhu and Jai Prabhu, then it's not so difficult to get full concentration. But I will add a little austerity. Before the class, we always dedicate our consciousness to the transcendental purpose with a 12-syllable mantra. Three times this mantra is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And for the third time, it's mentioned in the fourth canto, where Narada Muni gives it to Dhruva Maharaj as part of his practice to fulfill his desire to get the greatest kingdom, greater than his father, who ruled the earth, grandfather, who ruled the earthly planetary system, and great-grandfather who ruled the whole universe. And guess what? He got his desire fulfilled. Although he didn't want to have it fulfilled when he saw Krishna. When he saw Krishna, he said, oh, I just want to go to you. He said, sorry, you have to rule for 36,000 years. because it will be bad PR if you come to me to get the kingdom and then I don't give it to you. They will say, see, Krishna has cheated him. Krishna has hypnotized Dhruva, and Dhruva said, oh, no, I don't want. So Dhruva was, oh. So Prabhupada says that we should be careful. What do we wish for? Because as you know, there are two types of suffering in this world. One type of suffering is that you have great strong desire. You want something and you cannot get it. You cannot get it. That's one type of suffering, misery. The other type of suffering or misery is you want to get something and you get it. It's even worse. In the first case, at least there is a hope. Oh, if I only could, then maybe. In the second, it's totally hopeless. No. Something's wrong. Either with me or with this world, which is both correct. There is something wrong, both with me and with this world, because we do not belong here. We belong in the free spiritual world, in the world of eternal, blissful life of knowledge with Krishna. So Dhruva was chanting this mantra, and you probably know this story, that in the first month he ate every third day, he ate dry leaves. Who has been to a park or a forest recently? Who has seen dry leaves? Did you feel, inspired to eat some of these dry leaves? Not very much, right? And even that, he ate only every third day. Then he was drinking water every sixth day, once in 6 days. Then he was breathing every 12 days. taking a breath every 12 days. And then he stopped even that. So it says that neither before nor after there will be nobody who can do this. Otherwise, you know, in 6 months he got a darshan of the Lord, of Krishna. He didn't die. I don't know if he lost weight, probably not. It says that one of the mantra siddhis, Hari Bhakti Vilas describes that mantra, if you achieve perfection in chanting mantra, one of the mantra siddhis is that you not gain weight and you do not lose weight. Maybe this would be a very good advertisement for Hare Krishna. No? I should have mentioned that in on that TV interview. And I know devotees who do not gain weight. No matter what. No matter how they try. And who do not lose. Yeah, I know devotees. I don't lose. Anyway, it's a little humor from Hari Bhakti Vilas. So this is, according to Sanatana Goswami, what you get when your chanting becomes perfect. And he was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, so I guess he didn't, like you see, Hiranyakashipu did lose weight. All his fat, all his muscle, all lost. Ants helped, but only the skeleton remained from Hiranyakashipu. At any rate, so after 6 months he of this austerity, tapasya, very, very difficult austerity, which, by the way, we do not demand, do not prescribe, he saw Krishna. However, you can see that this was not the first instruction of Narada Muni. The first instruction of Narada Muni was gunadika mudam lipset. When you see somebody more qualified, admire their success happily. Anukrosham gunadhamad. You see somebody less qualified, show mercy, give mercy. So frequently I say, if you see some fault somewhere, some defect, that means they are less qualified. So the rule in that case is give mercy. If you see a fault, the rule is give mercy. And preferably not some, you know, what do you call it? Tough love. Yeah, not the tough love. Not a stick mercy. Some digestible, let's say. Digestible mercy that people can improve. And Maitrim samanam anvichen, and with equals seek friendship. You see somebody more or less equal, try to be friendly. We are friendly to everybody, but especially with equals, we are cultivating friendship. And natapair abibuyete. It's Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.34. Rajbihari Prabhu was saying this is the matrix of the Vedic culture. 4.8.34. Repeated many times in the Bhagavatam. So, seniors, or more qualified, admire, delight, be happy. Somebody less qualified, mercy, equals friendship. And Narada Muni says, natapai rabi buyate. And Srila Prabhupada very clearly translates, then you will never suffer. The threefold miseries cannot touch you. You know, there are threefold miseries. The miseries from inside. Everything is okay. Sun is shining. Food is in the belly. But we are depressed. So, from inside. Or food is good. Belly or liver doesn't want to digest. Says, enough. You remember the last festival? It was too much. So now I'm not going to digest. So, miseries from inside. adhyatmika. And miseries from the other people, adhibhautika. You are going to bed very tired, you're starting to doze off, and then you hear and then they bite you, right? Although I heard that now they have a new system, they land on the edge of the bed and then they walk all the rest of the way to not to alert you to by the way, you remember how we can be thankful to God for mosquitoes? How to express gratitude to God for mosquitoes? You remember? You don't remember? You should thank, thank you, Lord, for making mosquitoes very small. Imagine if they were like dogs. Finished. So the art of a devotee is to be grateful for everything, even for the mosquitoes being small, relatively. So this is adhibhautika. And adhidaivika are the climate, weather. I saw, I think, something popped up today that Etna is erupting, active again. That's not so far away, right? Our neighbors, Italy, right? So that's also some misery from the forces of nature. So these are the three exhaustive. This is the exhaustive list of three miseries. All the miseries are included in these three. And Narada Muni says, if you just follow this matrix of culture, of respect, friendship, and compassion, miseries, suffering, distress cannot touch you. Easy, isn't it? Just respect, make friends, and be compassionate. Be merciful. So Dhruva Maharaj says, oh, this is, I can't do this. So it turned out that for him, fasting for 6 months was easier. And it's the same for us. For us, it's easier to do some crazy, crazy stuff rather than just be respectful, friendly, and compassionate. And even Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra says that if you follow this process, it's universal. In Buddhism, it's called four Brahma Viharas, spiritual behaviors. And Patanjali, these are behaviors which remove all obstacles on the path to samadhi. So on the path to perfection, if we behave like this, then everything, all obstacles are removed. In the Yoga Sutra, it's slightly different. It says that when you see somebody pious, make friends. Somebody happy, be happy for them. He's happy. Joy, very good. And somebody unhappy, don't be happy. Be unhappy, be compassionate. If somebody is unhappy, so we have food for life. Yes. And if you see somebody impious, then the fourth one is added. So, you know, the intermediate devotee practice, upeksha or indifference. So, being neutral, not hate this sinner. You know, hate the sin, not the sinner, as they like to say. So, neutral, being neutral. Do not waste time. So if you act like this, Yoga Sutra says, then all the obstacles, all the problems on your path to perfection are cleared. It's actually quite amazing. I mean, when we just say it like this, it sounds so easy. Yes? Just be happy for those who are happy. Just be happy when you see somebody qualified. I mean, what's difficult about it? You know, just make friends with equals. Sounds good. Friendship sounds always good. Of course, we always think that they must make friends. You know, they must be friendly. and be compassionate, merciful. Yes. Merciful is a very, very beautiful quality. So, you know, this person who said that I am the most merciful person in the world. If you show me anybody who is more merciful, I will simply kill him, and again, I will be the most merciful person in the world. It's a popular quality. It's a good popular quality. And Narada Muni says that if you just have it, have these three, if you practice these three behaviors or qualities, all misery finished, is finished. The stress will not touch us. Of course, if we are creative, we can be miserable about the fact that we are still miserable. Or that we are advancing too slow, or for some other reason. But it still belongs in the category of adhyatma, suffering from inside, from the mind. So, therefore, you can see that culture includes some austerity. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear that there are four legs of religion. And Srila Prabhupada says that every religion must have four legs. And it's very interesting. It says that religion is a bull. Bull, and they have two... how is it called? Their hoof is split. Cloven hoof. Yeah, they have two parts in a hoof. Vallabhacharya gives a very interesting commentary. He says that Adharma is a donkey. So his hoof is uncloven. And Dharma is a bull. His hoof is cloven. Is in two parts. So he says, why? Because Adharma has positive and negative injunctions. This you do, this you don't do. So, two parts, four legs. So, what are the four legs of religion? Cleanliness. Austerity. Truthfulness. Austerity. Mercy. Mercy. Yes. So, Srila Prabhupada says that whatever religion you follow, follow. But these four legs have to be there. So austerity, truthfulness, cleanliness, and mercy. It's a sign that the brain is overheating. Yeah, I read it in a journal. It's a cooling air cooling system. You know, you open, and then it cools from from the bottom. It's a good sign. At least, as a lecturer, I prefer to think like this. Of course, nowadays, when we say austerity, it's even difficult. Some people don't even know what it is. What do you mean austerity? What is austerity? Strogost. Strogost. What does it mean? What does it mean, strogost? Does he strog za troki? Therefore, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita explains very beautifully what is austerity. And he puts three categories, three areas. He divides austerity into the three areas, and he also says that you can perform this austerity in three modes. So I sometimes say that this is the perfect bridge preaching, the three modes. It's very, bridge preaching means like something that seems very practical for everybody. You don't even have to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately to see how it's useful, how it works. That's the idea, right? To gradually help people. First time I read Mahabharata, I remember I was impressed. Before I found Krishna consciousness, I was impressed that just by changing our food, we change the mode, the whole mode, the guna, the quality of life. So Divyambara, she was our director in 2003 in the VIHE. We had two co-directors. And since many years, she's in New York, so she has opened a restaurant. It's in top 10 some kind of restaurants, Ayurvedic restaurant. Divya's Kitchen, how is it called? Divya's Kitchen, yeah. And she just had to print an additional run of her book, What to Eat for How You Feel. What to Eat for How You Feel. So based on Ayurveda. Yeah, I feel like this, I feel blue. Okay, so eat. I will not speculate. I would eat samosa, but I don't know. But probably I'd feel even more blue. It depends on the... But it's practical, right? It influences all the areas. So we have three modes. So Krishna says, I will start from the back. He says, penance or austerity. This is chapter 17, verse 19. Mudha grahena atmano yat piraya kriyate tapa parasyo sadhanartham va tattama samudartham. Penance, austerity, tapasya, performed out of foolishness. Mudha. Grahena. Grahena also means very stubborn. Very stubborn. You don't stop. You know, already they call the ambulance and still you don't want to stop. In Shastra it says, if a brahmana says to stop some vow, you can stop. Basically just need a Brahman friend, you know, and then... you tell him, you stop, he tells you, stop, and you go take pizza. Anyway, we have this quote from the Shastra that prasadam, sanctified food offered to Krishna, one morsel of rice equals to 1 month of fasting. One morsel of rice equals to 1 month of fasting. Of course, it doesn't mean we should skip Ekadashi. We have 2 days in the month that we don't eat rice. And chapati made of wheat. If it's made of buckwheat, it's okay. So, foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mode of ignorance. So I will suffer, but he will suffer even more. Yes? Or I will do something just so they know. So, you know, it's not a good... Krishna explains, action performed in ignorance increases ignorance. That's sort of a vicious circle, downward spiral. So better to avoid this. Then passion. Passion. Krishna says, Satkara mana pujartham tapodam bena chayvayat kriyate tadiha proktam rajasam. Chalamadram. Penance. Tapasya. Performed out of pride. Yes, I can do this. Watch me. And for the sake of gaining respect. Do you do dry Ekadashi? Do you fast dry Ekadashi? Can you fast for 3 days? I can. So, to gain respect. That means also we advertise. Either in a gross way or in a subtle way. Just casually mention, you know. No, last Ekadashi, yeah, we were fasting dry. For the sake of gaining respect, honor, and worship, is said to be in the mode of passion. It is neither stable nor permanent. We see even Jesus Christ says that if you get praise, or if you brag, if you praise yourself, then you already get your reward, right? You already get your reward now. So no subtle reward. And passion, action in passion, results in suffering. Some pleasure and then suffering. They say, joy, 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 you're so good. All glories to you. And then they don't say it. Or they say something bad about you. So passion in almost every language means suffering. Passion is from the Latin passio, suffer. I suffer. Passio, right? In Slavic languages we have strast, and the word stradati. Yeah? It's originally means to suffer. In German, Leidenschaft. Leiden, suffer. Most languages we have it means suffering. Passion. So that's, some pleasure is there, but then suffering will come, and it's unsteady. Okay, it's not. It's better than ignorance, but it's not reliable. And goodness, it's even better. Performed with transcendental faith, shraddha, without expecting material benefits. So you're not doing this for gaining something material. By those engaged only for the sake of the Supreme. Yuktai. Okay, that's Balada Vidyabhushan's comment. Yuktai means you are balanced, or you're doing this for spiritual progress. You offer this, the results to Krishna. It's called austerity in goodness. And goodness produces what? Huh? Knowledge, yes. What else? Happiness. You're happy already. Goodness lets you be happy. Goodness allows you to be happy. Happiness is inside you. And goodness lets it come out. Lets you be happy. Of course, then you become attached. Ah, let's keep it. Then it becomes passion. Okay, so these are three modes, but there are also three areas. So body, mind, and speech. Body, mind, and speech. And it's very interesting. So body, austerity of the body. Austerity of the body is not cold bath. Although cold bath is good. It is an austerity. Hari Bhakti Vilas says, one who takes morning bath with water that's not heated becomes free from sins, I forgot for how long, which has been recently confirmed by the medical science, who say if you take a cold bath, your immunity is increased for 2 weeks. That means, you know, bad karma is reduced for 2 weeks. Hare Krishna. We have a secret club for people who. But also, everybody has cold water in your tap still. It's not Vrindavan, where you have hot water in both sides in summer. Sometimes very hot. Or in Dubai. Actually, in Dubai, we had to run it down and wait for it to cool down. Because it was so hot, you cannot, it's on the roof. Okay, so what does Krishna say about austerity of the body? Austerity of the body consists in deva, dvija, guru, pragya, pujanam, shaucham, arjavam, brahmacharyam, ahimsacha, shariram, tapa uchyate. Consists in worship of the Supreme Lord. So, austerity of the body is worship of the Supreme Lord. Because you have to get the body, clean it, dress it, bring it to the temple, and collect flowers, something, and then you worship. That's a beautiful austerity. That's austerity. Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother. And in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. So not punching somebody in the nose is bona fide. It's in the Gita under the category of austerity of the body. Right? So don't punch anybody in the nose. In the jaw also. Also in, not in the ear. It's the austerity of the body, according to Krishna. We are coming also to the austerity of the speech and mind. It's coming next. Regarding celibacy, Srila Prabhupada, what does he say here? He should not indulge in sex outside of married life. For sex is sanctioned in the scripture only in marriage, not otherwise. This is called celibacy. It is quite generous. But yes, this is Prabhupada's purport here. So this is the body. Now, the words. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat svadhyaya vyasanam chayva vangmayam tapauchyate. Austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful. Words that are truthful. Pleasing. Pleasing. Priya. Pleasing. Beneficial. Yeah, I already mentioned this two times. I'll mention it for the third time. A few days ago, we were sitting outside in a cafe, and the guy came out eating. And the guy came out and said, it's not allowed to eat here. But he said it so sweetly that it didn't feel... Actually, Ananda Chaitanya Maharaj even asked, what did he say? Did he say that we can or no? Because he said it so sweetly. Yeah. It's nice, right? He achieved what he wanted, so we finished and we went. I mean, just a little. I mean, there was nobody else. It was early raining and so forth, but we got the message, right? I argued that we are making advertisement for you, that, you know, somebody's here. Some people are here. It's a good place. Come, sit. Bye. He said, ah. But he said it so sweetly. So you don't have to, we don't have to always, ah! Right? Anyway, you're nice people anyway, soft, but for me it's a big lesson. I should learn. Pleasing, beneficial. So when we say something, yeah, it was in Malinska, near, I'll tell you later. So, truthful, pleasing, beneficial. So when we say something, why are we saying? Meaning, for what purpose? So in tamas, we speak because he said this, she did that. In sattva, we speak in order to. Right? They say, this is how you train children. Don't ask them, why did you do this? Because there's always a reason. Oh, he called me a bad name. So there's an excuse. No, you say, what did you do this for? What was the purpose? So that's sattvic. Right? So beneficial. For them, for everybody. Not agitating to others. Anudvega. не двигне их ум. Ано двега. Ано двега. And also in regularly reciting Vedic literature. So instead of speculating, we use the Shastric source. So this is fivefold austerity of speech. Austerity of the mind is satisfaction. So to be dissatisfied is easy. To be satisfied is the austerity. So be satisfied. Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. It's the rule. It's the rule. It's the rule of yoga. It's the austerity. Yeah? And it, this is what purifies the mind. Simplicity. Saumyatvam. Saumyatvam. And how Prabhupada describes this is always thinking of doing good for others. This is the austerity of the mind. Thinking of doing good for others. Wishing them well. May he be blessed. My friend in Vrindavan, when he sees somebody quarreling in the street, fighting in the street, he says, this one says, may you be happy and healthy, may your children live long. And he says, the other replies, may your cows give a lot of milk and may you have a big house. That's how it should be, at least. If we are austere, right? Simplicity, gravity. Gravity means maunam, means not wasting time on some maunam. Literally silence, maunam. And it's not easy. At least during japa, we have to practice maunam. During the class. You are all practicing maunam right now. Me too. Yes, I'm totally silent, except when I'm joking. Otherwise, you know, silence means doesn't mean just not talking. It means not talking, not about Krishna. Okay. Self-control, atma-vinigraha. In other words, don't go after the mind, but direct how the mind goes. And purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind. So also five elements: satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, purification. It is 17:16. So very intriguing. Very intriguing. Again, does it sound painful when we read? Does it sound painful? Bad, unpleasant, too austere? Does it sound austere? It does not sound austere. It sounds actually quite nice. Especially to take and tell somebody, you must do like this. It's beneficial, right? That's austerity. And it's austerity on every level, right? It's the mind, you wish them well, it's beneficial word, and the body, you are helping, I mean, doing something good, right? But it starts from inside. If I don't do something, then nothing will work. So, to conclude, I will invite you for a fast austerity, fasting austerity. It's a many of you already know this fast. This is the story from Vrindavan, Burijan Prabhu, before Kartik. there is a special blessing in the nectar of devotion during Kartik. If you do any practice, you get a very special result, unusual result. Usually just by practice, you do not get spontaneous taste to Braj, normally, like specific taste for some specific rasa. So Vaidhi does not produce raga automatically in itself. But the nectar of devotion, Bhakti Rasamriti Sindhu says that any sadhana you do, regulated Vaidhi, any sadhana, any discipline you do, practice, any practice you do in Kartik, so usually that's when you offer lamps in the evening and sing the Damodarashtaka to add a little extra. And do not eat urad dal, Hare Krishna. That means no dosa. Right? Dosa is urad dal, right? And kachori, Hare Krishna. Just here. Therefore, devotees always try to add a little extra for Kartik. So one friend came to Burjan Prabhu and asked, so what is your special extra vow discipline for Kartik? And Burjan Prabhu said, okay, you know, like friends, it's not for advertisement, it was between friends. So he said, well, I'm thinking maybe I will for 1 month I will be avoiding sweets. And his friend said, oh, this, everybody is doing this. This is very simple. Everybody, that's so cliche. It's so ordinary. We did it many times. He says, I have a better idea. Why don't you fast for 1 month from criticizing anybody? And Burjan Prabhu said, oh, yes. Very nice idea. I will do this. And he said, he says, I didn't last 1 day. Because, but at least he says, I noticed how casually we do this. He's handed. And Narada Purana says, one who counts the sins of others, Yamaraj, in Narada Purana, Pratama Skanda, Pratama Adhyaya, verse 115. Says that Papa Gananam, those who count the sins of others, get the same punishment as the sinner. If the sin was actual, and double if the sin was invented, imagined. And the sin of the sinner is cut in half. If when somebody criticizes, so the person takes it onto himself. When we criticize. So, I wanted to invite you for 1 week fast on criticism. Okay? We can have one, relaxed day, maybe on Wednesday. I mean, 7 days is too much, no? So fasting for 1 week, not criticizing anybody or anything. Huh? If it's too much, then you tell your mind, okay, on Wednesday. Prabhu, let's talk on Wednesday. I can't talk now. I'll get back to you on Wednesday. But then Thursday again. And then see what works. What helps you to avoid criticism. What techniques you can use to avoid criticism. Just, you know, to be, to not waste energy. You know, if you can do something, do. Why criticize, you know? If you can help, help. And if you can't help, why criticize? What's the point? Right? So if there is a purpose, again, sattva, tamas means because. Sattva means what for. Yeah. What's the result? What's the good result? And it's fun, isn't it? So austerity of the speech, austerity of the mind, and fasting. High level fasting. Even of the body, because respecting the brahmanas, devotees, spiritual people is also... I mean, we can see everything as Krishna's energy. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Vaishnavas do not criticize even matter. because all the material elements are also Vaishnavas, like Shaktis of Krishna. We try to use them for Krishna, like offering fire, offering aromas, offering water. It symbolizes that we offer everything to Krishna. This is the meaning of Tantra. That's the secret esoteric method of connecting everything to Krishna. So, as Jani Lagoy Prabhu is offering the elements, all the elements, it's the act of connecting everything in the world in service of the Lord. It's to indicate that I want to offer everything to you for your pleasure. And we can join singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Okay, you can still criticize me for dragging it 8 minutes over time.
Wednesday.
No, that you can still do today. But then after that, then Wednesday. And if any questions, comments, or points, we can. I'll be here. You can come and we can discuss. Thank you so much. Shripan Chatattva Ki Jai. Three levels of austerity, three categories of austerity is Ki Jai.